Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Agriculture Push Start Program Bearing Fruit. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
If I could retire now, I'd have more time to set up my own business.
If I could retire now, I'll be able to join the rest of my family overseas.
If I could retire now, trust me, I'd spend the first week just sleeping.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old at the Special Early Retirement Program gives you the choice to retire early with added benefits. It's strictly voluntary. Speak with your HR department. Call 778-5840 or see the press for details. Deadline to apply is February 16. Apply today.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries J.C. Hutchinson says the pilot of the Agriculture Push Start program, launched in Guy's Hill St. Catherine in October, is going well. Approximately 20 farmers have been engaged in the production of Irish potato, onions and Scotch bonnet peppers under the initiative. Mr. Hutchinson says the project is providing returns for the participants, noting also that there has been an 80% compliance rate in the repayment of loans provided to farmers for planting.
Chemicals, fertilizer, and everything was provided upfront to the farmers as a push start. And the company then buys back the produce, takes out the cost of the input, and the farmer gets a profit.
He is encouraging more persons to become involved in the Agriculture Push Start program. The aim of the program is to engage individuals interested in pursuing agriculture as a business. The initiative also seeks to facilitate improved provisions for beneficiaries and their families, provide social empowerment, and enhance community development. The National Land Agency, NLA, also provides assistance by enabling participants to access idle state lands for farming purposes. More crops are to be added to the program as part of measures to reduce food imports.
We will be bringing other crops like carrot, tomato, gungo, red peas, thyme.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson. Farmers must be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, in order to be eligible for the initiative. The program is being undertaken in collaboration with the Promotion of Regional Opportunities for Produce through Enterprises and Linkages Propel Project. Other partners include H&L Agro, Newport FirstSan, and the Potato and Onion Producers Association, POPA.
Parents, how do you think your children feel when they are beaten?
I feel so sad when my mother beats me.
It makes me feel so angry.
I feel embarrassed, and I feel like you just don't care.
It has been proven that coercive parenting is directly linked to the aggression your children are displaying in schools. The National Parenting Support Commission is imploring you, parents, rethink your actions. Stop beating your children.
A message from the National Parenting Support Commission in collaboration with Ministry of Education, Youth and Information for Improved Safety and Security in Schools.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. New broom sweep clean, but old broom know them kana. Translation, the new broom sweeps clean, but the old broom knows all the corners. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, we should strive for a happy blend between the old and the new, combining the freshness of the new with the valuable experience of the old. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.